I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Seven western states that rely on the Colorado River for water have reached a consensus on a landmark plan to voluntarily reduce water usage. The Associated Press reported the new strategy is part of an effort to safeguard the river, which serves 40 million people and irrigates more than 7,800 square miles of farmland. Brad Udall, a senior scientist at Colorado State University and an expert on water supplies in the West, recently warned a congressional panel that the drought emergency plan only buys more time to implement more permanent solutions and leaves difficult decisions for the next plan.
This plan needs to be a climate change plan for the basin. It should solve the overuse problem in the lower basin and prepare for extended and unprecedented low flows.
The agreement says states, municipal water managers, farmers, and industries will now work collectively to keep the river's major reservoirs at sustainable levels. Udall suggested the federal government has a major role to play in lowering the burden on agriculture.
Deficit irrigation, rotational fallowing, crop switching, irrigation efficiency all offer opportunities to save water while keeping ag in production. There is much of the coordinated effort between Interior with WaterSmart and USDA with its Farm Bill can do to ensure that the harm to ag is minimized.
Udall says negotiations on that permanent water plan should begin next year. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.